that shemashoyin atzmon bebeten, that they used to stay on the wives' stomach, right? In order that the wives, they would get excited first, and they would let out their eggs first. And therefore, she benames chorim. And therefore, after that, then the husband let out his zera, and that's the way to make it. The kid should be a zachor. Is since they're able to do this, when they're able to hold themselves back from letting out their zera, is malalei makoser considers it malalei makoser kiluheim marbim bonim bnei bonim. As if they were marba to have a lot of zechorim, so they're schus because they were able to hold themselves back, not to let out their zera right away. And v'hainu diyomer, that's what Rav Katini says, that yecholni lasis kol benis chorim. If he wanted to, he could make that all his kids would be zechorim. He was able to live with his wife and like hold back his zera until first isha was masrav chila. Amar Rava, horoitza lasis kol benis chorim. First, wants to have all his kids to be boys. Is Yivo, let him live with his wife once that night, and Vishna. And then afterwards have a second Bia. So if Shat is by the second Bia, the wife is Misava much more, and therefore by the second Bia at least, then she's Mazras Chila. So at least by the second Bia, it's easier that Isha should be Mazras before the husband, therefore they have a bigger chance to have a Zocha from the second Bia. V'yomarev Yitzhuramarev Ami, Einisha Misaberis Elisamach Levesta, Einisha only becomes pregnant, either from a tashmish right before her period, some of the rest of it like at the end, right before her new period. Shneimer Pasuk says, "Hein biyoven choloti," as regards to the oven of a nidah, that choloti was formed. Like the kid is formed right before the nidus. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, "No, Rabbi Yechon, no mar somach latfila means at the beginning, right after her nidus when she goes to the mikvah. So right after going to the mikvah, that's when she becomes pregnant." Shneimer says, "Of a chet yechamas nimi." Like from the chet after she got finished with the nidus, that's when the kid could be formed, could be come pregnant. The mother could come pregnant from it. My mash, but I don't understand the high chita lishna dechuya. It's cleaned. That's after the mother's cleaned from a nidus, that's when she can come pregnant. The chet it says v'chita sabayis to and umetagmina. The targum says it means the yitchul yaz beis to clean out the house. The ibrosim, if you want to imach on this pasuk over here, it says tichateini bi'ezoiv. Clean me, Yezov, Yitor, and why make me clean? Mash become chita means lashon of making clean. For Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yomar Rabami, Kivon Shabo Zocher Boilam, when a Zocher is born, is Bo Shalom Boilam. That makes more peace in the world. Shneimer Pasuk says, Shilchul Kar, Moishal Eretz, Zoch Ye. That Shilchul Kar and Moishal Eretz. So Dashin Zocher Zekar. Zocher, that means this car. So Kitzer, when the car comes, yeah. Is that the pasuk says what? Shilchukar, like send me a gift. Shilchukar, send me a gift. Moishal Oretz, from the ruler of the Oretz. So Zohar, when it says lashon of male, it's compound where it comes from. Zoch comes from the word of Zohar means Zekar. This is the present. Meaning to say, it'll be shalom. When the Zoch comes in the world, it's like a marshal, he has his food with him. Like a Zoch is more self-contained, he can take care of himself. That's called like he comes with his kikra, with his bread in his hands. Is Zoch or Zekar? They dug out for him a big thing, they prepared for him a great present. So Zohar gets a lot of things. What's going to be though Nikeva, when a Nikeva is born? It's called Nikia Bo. She comes empty. When a Nikeva female is born, she's born without anything. Except to say that she has nothing. The Matthew Mashal says, because everything goes either to a father or goes to a husband, but she's like empty. Nikeva, Eini Moklum. Nikeva means Nikia Bo. She comes empty. Till it says like she, unless she demands her food, nothing is given to her. She doesn't ask for the food, nothing is given to her. Except it says, not for skorolai, v'yetna, like you ask for your pay and then I'll pay you. You have to demand it, but if you don't demand it, she doesn't get anything. The other one says, sholu tamidivas from Shimon Yechoi. How come Nishta gives birth just to bring a korban? What's the korban? What chet does she do? Is Omrem, so he answered back, it's like this, that Bishor Shakuras, by the time she gets down to give birth, is Kafetzes v'nizbar, she first goes and swears, Kafetzes v'nizbar, the what? Shaloi tiskak l'bayla, she won't want to live with the husband anymore, since of these pains, because of the pains. The figure there, for Omotorah says, Tovi korban, let her bring a korban. So he pushed me to say it's not really a chet. She doesn't really mean to make the shvuah. It's not a real shvuah. She's an honest. So it's a ksas chet. Therefore, she should have this type of a kapara. The Moriah from Maskeb Lorab Yosef from Mezidi. He asked question. Oh, if you said that's a chet, that's a real chet. She's amazed then. Over her what a tali muslach. She made a shvuah. She has to go to the chokham to be matter the nether. So what does the carbon help over here? For Yod, the Yod, you want to even want to say this because of Shua, then carbon Shua boy Masuri, she has to be a different type of a carbon Shua, not this type of a Shua. But the Imam Matarak Matara said, Zocha So Kitzle, he doesn't like that pshat. But it could be pshat in him was that he didn't really mean to say it's a real Shua. The Shua really maybe is not Chal, she doesn't really mean it. But it's a Ksas Chet, therefore they need this type of a Kapor. Now the Gemara says, "Om mifnei ma'or mehatar hakam atar says zocho l'shiva that a zoh give birth to a zocho she's tummy for 7 days midiraisa on the kevel abosa she gives birth to a kevel she's tummy for 14 days so this zocho she gives birth to a zocho shakol smechem everybody's happy with a boy is mescharetes l'shiva she like has charoti she made the shrew after 7 days and then she's ready to live with the husband again so Torah says okay she become tori after 7 days." But Nikeva, he gave birth to a girl. Shakol Atzovim, boy, everybody's like sad about it. They wouldn't want to have a boy this place. So therefore, Mishavetas Liyabos, it takes her 14 days till she gets over the shrua she made. Therefore, the Torah lets it be tummy for 14 days. Omevnela Omer Torah, how come the Torah said now Mila Shemayin? How come you first make Mila after 8 days? The Samora says here, Shaloye Kulum Smechim, everybody should not be happy by the Suda, the Bris Mila. There's a big Suda there, and the other Vimei Atzovim, because they'll still be, the mother will still be tummy, the husband can't live with them, they'll be sad, so if Hashem wanted to make her, that she should be able to be torn by the Mila, therefore the Mila is the 8th day, after the 7th, after she go to the Mikvah, Midi Raisa. Tanya will know this, I may wait there. If the Ma'a Omer Torah, why does the Torah say, Nidu L'Shiva? How come every time your wife sees Dan, she's tummy Midi Raisa for 7 days? Why so long? Why 7 days? So the answer is the Gemara says, Mifnei Sherogobo. Because otherwise, if a person just keeps on living with his wife, the Ketzbo comes a time like you get used to it, get disgusting like. So therefore, Omer Torah says like this, that the fact she's in need is good for you. Taitunaya Shiva Yom, let it be also to you for 7 days. Kedei, after the 7 days, when she goes to the mikvah, she's mutter to you, Kedei Shetecha Viva Al Baila Kishask Nisos Lechupa. Like a new reunion now, it's then the simchut you like the chuppah. So that's why Davka Hashem made this tomb of Anita. Sholu Tamid v'Shrebi Destoy. Tamid v'Shrebi Destoy. Reb Yanei. B'fnei ma ish machs v'li shalkan aderechis v'shiduchim. The man has to go look for his wife. And v'yein ish shemachzeras lish. The lady does not go after the man. It's moshu li'odom. Sheovad le'aveda. The person lost an aveda. Is me machs for me. Who goes after what? Ba'alu Aveda Masal Avedosa, the one that lost something, he has to go find what he lost. Therefore, the pshat is an isha was created from the tzela, the rib of a person, from other Mauritius. Like, Adam lost his rib. Therefore, the Adam has to go looking for his rib. Or Mifnei Ma Ish, part of the Matakim Mishas Tashmish, the man is facing downwards, he's on top. The isha, she's in the bottom, facing upwards, for Nel Amalo. Is Kalpe Ish, Yilamala Kalpe Ish. Zemi Mokim Shinivra, like the Odom was created, Odom Rishon from the dirt, from the ground, she's facing down. Vezumi Mokim Shinivra, and she, the lady, Chava, was created from Odom. So the lady's looking up to the man where she was created from, Matzela, from the rib of the Odom. Umifneima Ha'ish Mekabu Pius, how come, even though if you hurt some man, you could appease him easily? V'yein isha mekabelis pius, and isha is not so easy to appease her, she doesn't accept it so fast. How come? Is there mi mokim shenivros and mokim shenivros? Each one because of go boss where they're created from. There's a person was created from the ground. Adama Rashi says, it's easy to make it soft. So therefore it's easy to mafias a person. But an ish that was born from a tzela, from a rib, a bone, that's hard to make soft. Therefore, it's harder to make an isha to appease an isha. Om if neima isha kolor v'hakam, an isha has a sweet voice. V'yein ish kolor, and a man's voice is not so sweet. Zemi mokim shenivro, a person was created from the ground. Ground doesn't make off such good noises. But zumi mokim shenivras, but at etzem, Rosh Hashanah Shemek, if you hit the stone, it gives off a nice voice. Therefore, an isha has a nice voice. Shemes says, "Ki kolech orev u'marecha nov." It goes on an isha. An isha, she looks and her voice is nicer. That's because she was like created from the stone, from the bone. A bone can use an instrument to make off nice noise. Yehadun alechem apelef chaticha. Now the Mishnah says, "Benois kusim, the daughters of kusim." So going now, these kusim really are Jews, as they don't know the halachas, they don't keep the halachas so well. So the daughters of these kusim need this merisososan. Menastam, they have halachas if they need her, bamish from the creator when as soon as they're born. Even though we don't know for sure they saw them. For yakusim and the men, temeyim mishkaf tachten kelyon, they have the tum as if they were boiling nidah, and therefore their tumay like the bottom part of the mishkaf. Ke mishkaf tachten and kelyon. That's the way they're tummy. Tomorrow we'll explain what this means. Now, Mifne, what's the reason why? Shein boilu nidus, because they live with their wives when they're still nidus. What's the reason why? Because Fahein Yoshivas are called Dam Badam. They do not know the Locha so well. So any Dam the wife sees, they say she's tummy. So even though the first day she only saw necessarily green blood, they'll say she's tummy nida. And Midirasi, they hold she's tummy for 7 days, and then she'll be mutter. Really, it could be the first day she saw it wasn't Dam nida. The third day she saw that was Dam. So really, after 7 days, she can't become Torah, because this first part of Nidus, the third day. So if they think she's Torah after 7 days, they'll live with her. That's what that's called, they live with a Nida. And therefore, they're Tomei, like a Baal Nida. But it's only a Sofetikatum, and therefore, V'yein Chayov Maleim Abiyas Migdish. If somebody touches them, becomes Tomei, goes into the base of Migdish, he doesn't have to bring a Korbin. And V'yein Sofim Lansa Truma. If they touch Truma, we don't burn that Truma. If they should Tomasim Sofik, like we don't know for sure that Tomei. It's only Chumim and Rabbanim that we say you gave them a din as if they're Tamei. But we don't know for sure that they're Tamei. Therefore, it's only the Rabbanim like, and therefore, it's only Cheshishin, but not to burn the Truma, and not to Metama L'Mikdash. Now the Gemara says, Hechidam, what are we talking about over here? Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Either Chochazn, if these Noshim, these young girls really saw Dam, if they really saw... Alright, turn over, continue on to the other side. But yes, also, a girl one day old, if she sees Dam, she's Tamei. If they didn't see Dam, so the two Nami, why are they Tamei Nida then? If they didn't see Dam, why should they be Tamei Nida? Tzumara says, Omar Rova Bred Ravacho Bar Ravuna, Omar Ashashis, Hocha Maeskinon, we're talking about Rabbi Hocha Maeskinon, Bistamin, a Stam young girl that comes in front of us of the Bnei Kustim. There are a few girls to chazin to see right away, and therefore chashin by them the benos kufim were afraid maybe those daughters did see them right away, and therefore the Mishnah says but the rabbanim have to be chashin the tanai. Or matan who the tanai that the chashin will yutai that's from meich nam it's from meich shiti chashinon limi yutai. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. You're holding Nachlama Beis Amr Aleph. You get in the middle of the Shaila where the Mishnah says that the Benois Kusim, they have Locha Nidis Merisosan. These Benois Kusim, daughters of Kusim, even though 1 day old, as if the girls have a Denida. So, question, what was the case talking about? If they see real Dam, then even by us also. Hey, it's Benois Kusim. Kusim was like a Jew. They were Geri Memes. Just they weren't Makambo the Torah Shabbat here. So if they really see, us also. So Mark came out, last Teretz was, Minastam. We don't know if they saw or not. And the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Meir is Chashin L'Miyuta. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir